This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today, we learn Siman Nun. Siman Nun. Tam Lama Oimer Mishnas Ezel Mekayman. We begin Siman Nun. Tam Lama Oimer Mishnas Ezel Mekayman. Why do we say the parak of Ezel Mekayman? What's it doing there? Says the Mechaber, Kavu Lishnois Acher Parashat Talmud Parak Ezel Mekayman, Ubrai says Rabbi Shmuel. There are koivea to learn. It doesn't say to say. If you're rattling it off like you're saying Tehillim, then you can think of better ways to make use of your time. It's learning. It's not davening. It's learning. Now, by the way, if you learn Mishnah, and you don't even know the translation of the words, meaning you're not even aware of the translation of the time, then nothing has been accomplished. L'chaira, you probably get exercise. You probably burn. I don't think you burn that many calories by, you know, mumbling the words. You might as well do sit-ups. But you don't get credit for learning if you don't understand the meaning. There's no inyan of saying the words, Ezel Mekayman. They were koiveya to learn it. The parak of Ezel Mekayman and the Brais Rabbi Shmuel, Kedei sheyizka kol adam lomayd b'chol yom. So that person could be zoicha to learn every day. Mikra, Mishnah, u'gemara. So you say, what's the Gemara? The Brais Rabbi Shmuel, have a makam Gemara. Shehamedrush ba'gemara. The Medrash is ka-Gemara. The Medrash is like Gemara. Now it's interesting. If the whole reason why there are koivea ezel mekayman is to get Mishnah, but we already say a Mishnah. Elu dvarim she'en lehem shiur. Ha-peya v'abikum rayin was chasadim asal matayra. The answer is that was a later addition. That's not Meikara. More fundamental is Ezehu Mekayman. But a very important yisoid is that the inyan of Ezehu Mekayman is limud and not saying. By the way, they once asked Rav Nosson Adler, when he was a little boy, the first mission is Ezehu Mekayman. Ezehu Mekayman Shel Zvachim. We have Parvasar Shoyoim HaKippurim, and then you have Kachay Kadashim in the next Mishnah. And basically, all the procedure is exactly the same. So they asked Rav Nosson Adler as a young boy, why does Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Breis, why are they broken up into two Mishnahs? We should group together the Avodah of Yom Kippur with Kachay Kadashim and save space, save real estate. So he said, but there's one detail by the Avodah Yom Kippur that's not by regular Kadoshim, and then Ala Paroiches. There's one little detail. So because of that detail, it deserves its own Mishnah. I believe the Chida brings this down, that they asked from Nosson Adler. Okay, anyway, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Mekom She'en Oimrim Ezel Mekom Bebeis HaAvel Mnei She'Asar B'Talmud Torah. Some places they don't say Ezel Mekoyman in the house of an Avel because it's Asar in Talmud Torah. Ve'in Zeh Nachayn. Shekoil shehu seder yom, anything that's part of the regular order, they ain't boy mishum Talmud Torah la'avel. It does not have a din of Talmud Torah for an avel. K'may shenivsek b'simen tav kov non dalet siv dalet. What about an avel himself? So Dersha brings that even though the Mishnah Berurah said earlier in Siman Aleph Siv Katan Yod Zayin, then Avel should not say Karbonos. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that there's a chiluk. The Parsha Tom Parsha Ezel Mekayman is Miseder HaTfila. Shar Parshios HaKarbonos are not Miseder HaTfila. Okay. Shehamedrish Kigamara. Now, why didn't they pick a Gemara? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if they chose like Chardol or, Svek Sveika? Imagine, Amar Rav Elazar, Hatoin Pesach Basuch Matzasi, Lama Neman, Svek Svekahu, Savik Tachdov, Savik Ein Tachdim, why don't we daf Pesach Subis? Why do they dafka pick this Braisa? Mibnei Shi Tchilas Taras Kayanim. Because it's the beginning of Taras Kayanim the Sifra, Shuroish, the Chol Parshios of Karbanois, which is the beginning of all the Parshios of Karbanois, Kavu Eitzala Karbanois. That's why they picked Braisa Zu refers to the Rabbi Shmuel Aymer. V'chein bacharu b'mishnas ezo mekoyman. They also chose mishnas ezo mekoyman. Kavu achar hatamid. Mishum shenemar. Uvachal makoyim muktar umugash lishmi. And in any place that is offered to my name. V'chi b'chal makoyim maktirin l'mar gishin. Are you allowed to be maktir karbonis anywhere? Anywhere? These are the Torah scholars that are engaged in the halachas of the avodah every day, wherever they are. So in other words, first we say the Talmud, and then we say Ezehu Makayman, because Talmid Chachamim that are oisek in halachas avodah, it's also like being makriv a karban. So by learning about the karbanos, it's like being makriv a karban. Also, v'oid m'mnei sheperek ze'ein boi machloikas. There is no machloikas about this perek. V'hu mishnah v'rura l'moisha mi'sinai. It is a clear mishnah from Moshe to Sinai. Okay, this is not the time, but this is one of the makairos that the etzem text of the mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu already came down with from Sinai. Rebbe merely whittled it down to the bread and the butter. Vein kriyas perek zeh b'raisa zu oyel limud mishnah v'talmud ela mi shemeivin. Reading Ezel Mekoyman and Rebbe Shmuel only works if you understand it. Avel mi she'eino mevin tzarech lomod olahavin shem lo kein eino nechshav lelimud. By the way, you ready for this chiddush? If it's not considered learning, then what is it considered? Considered bittul Torah. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. Maybe unless you have kavana that hineni mucher mezun lekayim shaloi ledaber lashon hara. I'm saying ezem mekayim. I don't know what I'm talking about, but at least I'm not speaking lashon hara at this time, or I'm not arguing with the guy next to me. The davka b'tfila av shein oy meivin akosh bori de kavanasa. By tfila we say if you don't know what you're talking about, God knows what you mean. So if you're by the way just rattling off Ezel Mekoyman and you don't even have time to think about it, don't say it. Well, you're not doing anything. By the way, the Chida is a very interesting Shaila. What if you know the translation of the words, but you don't really know what the Mishnah means? You don't really know what the Mishnah means, but you could translate every word. Yeshoimrim, it's something. Yeshoimrim, it's something. But if you're not even thinking about it, then it's not a worthwhile pursuit. Now, especially Ami Haaretz have to understand what they're meaning, what they're saying. Because for them, it's their learning of the day. Bishlam Ataman Chacham. All right, so he's taking a rest for a few minutes. He's saying an ancient incantation that has no value. But at least he'll learn later. But the Ami Haaretz, this is his learning of the day. By the way, the Kaf HaChaim asks, what do you mean you have to learn Mikra Mishnah every day? But Talmud Bavli is Balaam and Akoil. So says the Kaf HaChaim, not this Talmud, not this Gemara, because there's no Mikra and Mishnah in this Braisa Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, anyway. Kasav Ashlak, Kishoimer Ezel Mekoyman, Abamem Adlikin, Rapid Makdas Yasa, Kol Nigun de Mishnayis Ayin Sham. The Shlak says, whenever you say Ezel Mekoyman or Abamem Adlikin, you should use the ancient melody of Mishnah. I once saw in the Sefer Tuvcha Yabiu from Rabbi Zilberstein that Rabbi Yashiv knew the Nigun of Mishnah. I don't know if anyone there knows what the Nigun is. Please make a recording so you could share with us. But like the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, that anyone who learns Mishnah without Nigun, there's a lacking in the learning. Okay, so this is the reason for Ezel Mekoyman. It seems like it's a kavios. But again, the Iker is the Parshas HaTamid. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we begin Hilchos Pesukei DeZimra. Kol Tov. Sure. Yes.
Why doesn't he say you have to know what you're saying when you're doing the mitzvah?
Because when it comes to mikvah,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.